This is John Batchelor. Sweden. On the eve of Sweden entering NATO, I speak with Colonel Jeff McCausland, my colleague at CBS News. And this is an excerpt. What is the significance of adding Sweden and Finland to NATO's frontier, stretching from the Arctic to the Black Sea? Jeff explicates exactly the advantages of Sweden. And the chief insight here is that Sweden has not been a member of NATO since the Second War. That has allowed Sweden to develop its own independent defense industry. A great advantage given the struggles that NATO is now having, finding enough ammunition and building enough of a factory base to sustain its presence on the frontier with the threats of the Russian Federation. Here's Jeff McCausland on Sweden and Finland entering NATO.
Sweden, however, is a significant military power in its own right, not only based on the size of its forces, the level of technology of aircraft, ships, and the like, but a very sophisticated defense industrial base the Swedes have maintained throughout the years, largely because of their independence from any alliance. So they really are a security contributor, number one. Number two, if you get out a map and you take a look at the Baltic Sea, you can quickly see that adding Finland and Sweden to the alliance transforms it geographically. What had been during the Cold War, for example, when the Soviet Union still controlled the Baltic Republics, the Baltic Sea was largely a Soviet lake. If you were moving forces out of, in those days, Leningrad or the Kaliningrad area. Now, with the acquisition of these countries into NATO, this is a NATO lake. And if you're the commander of the Baltic Fleet for the Russian Federation, you know the possibility of you deploying forces and getting them out of the Baltic Sea is extremely problematical.
More of this later. Thank you.